Like the ancient Greek athlete from centuries ago with a discus in tow, the modern Olympian at Lakeshore's training facility rears back and heaves a ball across a basketball court that's modified with tactile tape and extra wide goals. The tape is so the visually impaired players can figure out their position. The goals? To catch the balls that are rolled or thrown at the other side. In goal ball, everyone is trying to get hit.
It's basically reverse dodgeball. It's a 3-on-3, and instead of getting out of the way, you're diving on a gym floor about 80 times a game and getting smacked with the ball going about 40, 45 miles an hour if you're doing the job right.
Team USA member Jen Armbruster has been blind since 17 after her optic nerves degenerated. Now she's a recreational and sports activity coordinator for the visually impaired at Lakeshore. She and the rest of the women's Team USA, winners of the silver in the 2004 Athens Games, are playing in a tournament that runs through the weekend. It's a way to practice up for the Paralympics that start in September.
The big prize is China, so this is just a step in that direction to see how we match up and get a chance to look at, you know, those three teams over, you know, 4 days.
Women's teams from Denmark, Japan, and Canada are also in town. The Canadian team has won the gold the last two Paralympics and won the World Championship in 2006. Janice Dawson coaches the team and says the physical nature of it can be bruising. The players are padded but still must lunge in the direction of a sound, the ball with bells in it, to stop it from going into the goal.
They basically go down on the floor and stretch out as far as they can to take up as much space as they can so they can block the ball.
So they sort of take a dive?
Sort of take a dive, yeah.
Isn't that painful?
Not if you do it properly.
On Lakeshore's hard wooden floor, they're even practicing that. That means player Annette Elizabeth from Ontario has to focus not only on the physical possibility of dropping to the floor to block a shot, she has to listen closely for the ball that's coming at her, and that could be a foot or two on the other side.
I find one of the hardest shots to block is a curve shot, because it sounds like it's coming from one way and then it sneaks around you.
Team USA's Asia Miller feels her pain.
That's really the whole point of the sport, is to try and figure that out and kind of hone your instincts and your practice. And you do a lot of practice and a lot of defensive drills.
The tournament is nothing new to Lakeshore, which has hosted wheelchair tennis and basketball tournaments and is an official Paralympics training facility. Jeff Underwood is its president.
We've been doing this for at least 20 years, as having Paralympic athletes from around the world come here. And we're particularly proud to be the home for a lot of the U.S. teams that are in training throughout the year.
Underwood, who plays a key role in the Paralympics Games, says he's witnessed so many athletes who have overcome physical and visual impairments. It makes them wonder how anyone couldn't take these players seriously.
Try playing any sport with your eyes closed, and I think that perception changes.
The tournament runs through Sunday with the medal games starting at 2 p.m., and a very quiet public is encouraged to come and watch. I'm Steve Chiatakis.